talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. I'm going right now to the front lines of history in the making. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, I think you got that wrong about the Republicans with COVID. This is Biden's fault. Didn't you know that? This polling now, this is how ridiculous these people have become. You're telling me that a guy that campaigned, during his campaign, I remember one of the central themes was we'd have to put COVID behind us to get the economy going again, to do this, that, and the other thing, imploring people to get vaccinated, do the right thing. But these same people now give him bad numbers on how he handles COVID? What is wrong with
him? Well, look, here's what the Republicans do. You know this. If a Democrat is president, the Republicans have one goal. Tear him down, even though it destroys the country, tear him down so they get back into power. That's all it is. It's fake. It's always been fake. And there's no other way to put it. There's no polite way to put it because it's not a polite thing. They want to destroy a Democratic presidency. It's as simple as that. They're going to destroy a Democratic presidency. Thanks for calling in, Dick. Going back to the lines. Charles of Fitchburg, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Charles of Fitchburg?
Yeah, hi, Matt. Concerned a little bit about the 23 elections coming up, particularly because turnout in midterm elections has been historically low. In 2010, in Wisconsin, there were 825,538 fewer voters than in the presidential election year 2008. That's like 40 times the margin of the 2020 presidential election. And very concerned about turnout. Obviously, 2010 was a bad year for Democrats. We got Scott Walker and a lot of the problems that turned. This 2022 is also another redistricting year for the census. And so turnout's going to be a critical issue. Part of my concern when I've looked at a lot of the election data for elections going back to 2006, and when Herb Kohl carried 94 out of the 99 assembly districts in all but one of the 72 counties, many times with 65 to 70%, and we've been losing a lot of elections and a lot of voters, and I'm concerned that the Democratic Party is not doing a great job sometimes of listening and trying to figure out what's going on. One of the concerns I have too is sometimes it seems the Democratic Party has outsourced some of their hire organizers. We've got some young people coming in from all over the country that often don't have connections with the communities which they are being asked to organize. I've got some relationship there because I met my wife during the 1968 McCarthy campaign and came back to Wisconsin from Colorado. But I have a lot of connections and had grown up in Wisconsin. And looking at what's happened as Wisconsin's gone from very blue to increasingly red, concerned about the future of the state. I think we are a state and a nation at risk at this point. And I think it's going to be critical for us to focus on the issues, in particular the question of urban-rural divide. Wisconsin has increasingly been losing votes in rural areas of Wisconsin, in the Democratic Party. And Matt, you've been around a long time. Democratic politics, too. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, Charlie, you raised some of the most profound questions because we talk about a lot of issues on this show, but none of these issues, our point of view on these issues, are never going to come to fruition if we don't vote people into office. And I totally agree with what you're saying. And a couple of things just for everybody out there. You just recalled something for me. This is amazing. Herb Kohl, you say he won 94 out of 99 assembly districts. That is amazing. That is amazing. You're talking there about districts in Waukesha and Ozaukee County and elsewhere. But the most amazing thing to me is he won 71 of 72 counties. And viewers, you know, or listeners, you know what county he didn't win? Washington County, yeah, right? Is that right?
By only about 1%.
Washington County. But Charles, you raised something even more profound, and that is this. This is, frankly, gentle advice to the Democratic Party leadership in the state right now. And that is, over time, there's been this rural-urban divide, and it doesn't have to happen. And I think that the state party now has come to the point where it does rely largely on sort of out-of-state national people who don't know very much about Wisconsin. And Charles, I think you should call the party and tell them to put you to work on voter registration turnout, because your point that 825 fewer people voted in 2010 than in the presidential election, 825,000 fewer people. Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable.
825,538.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll give you a personal anecdote, and this goes towards what you're saying. When, yeah, I was an early Biden supporter, as you know, going back to something like April of 2019, and he runs and he's getting going and everything, and we all went to the party and said, we need Biden signage once he became the nominee. We need Democratic signage around the state. And it was pretty clear by, you know, I don't know, May of 20 that he was going to be the nominee. So they said, and we need it up by Memorial Day. We have tons of people around the state who are willing to put up Biden signage. Well, what happened was they said, fine, we'll get it up. And then they didn't do it. And they said, well, we have a union shop printer in Pennsylvania who shut down because of COVID and we can't do anything. Well, that's baloney. There's plenty of union shops in Wisconsin that could have done it. Mark Pocan has a union shop, I believe, that could have done it. In any event, I started getting reports from friends of mine coming back from up north saying, you know, we go on vacation Eagle River, we see nothing but Trump signs. Do you know that many of those Trump signs are paid? They go to a farmer and they say, we'll give you $200 a month to put up a Trump sign. And he may go, well, I'm not voting for Trump. Well, $200 a month, yeah, I guess I could use the money. That's fake. But when people up there see nothing but Trump signs and not a single Democratic sign, we went back to the state party, said we need them up by 4th of July. We'll pay for them. We put together some people to pay for them. And they say, okay. And then right before, and they say, well, we want the vice presidential nominee on there. We don't know who it's going to be. Well, come on, get Biden up there. Trump's up there. Pence isn't on all his signs. Get Biden up there. No. No Biden signs anywhere up north. Then we say, we need it for the love of Pete. We need it by Labor Day. And they had a memo circulating that their theory is send it out in October, a couple of weeks before the election. And I go, look, you have everybody in rural Wisconsin seeing nothing but Trump for months and months and months. It should have been Biden. Then finally, in October, they put up some signs. The election's in November.
Yeah.
We win by, what, 20,000 votes? But we get skunked in a lot of rural counties. We lose state Senate seats. We lose them in Hudson, and we lose them up in Door County. We lose.
We lose.
So, Charlie, I mean, can you get the attention of the state party? Say, stop relying on out-of-state consultants who don't know Wisconsin and just get visibility in rural Wisconsin. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a real critical issue with credibility for the Democratic Party in a lot of rural parts of Wisconsin, too. Their rhetoric is great. I don't have a problem with the rhetoric, but the performance follow-through and delivery is not great. There's some credibility issues. One thing that's happening in rural Wisconsin, often family farmers are at risk of losing their farm that's been in the family for generations. They often don't have health insurance. They don't have high-speed internet. Their kids, if they graduate, are likely to be moving away, going to urban centers right. where there are more jobs. And it's a real crisis there. And the Republicans come along, and the only thing that they have to offer, they say, we're going to lower your taxes. Well, the reality is they don't. Taxes in many areas are going up, while property values are going down. Their water is being polluted by factory farms. And there's a real crisis, and the Democratic Party needs to do a better job of showing that they can deliver on their promises. And so I think we have a challenge. We have both an opportunity and some challenges. In 2018, right. Tammy Baldwin carried...
Yeah, 17... we're going to a break. I have to go to a break right now, okay. so I'm going to have to go to a break. But I want everybody to listen to Charles of Fitchburg, what he just said. We need presence, and we need action in rural Wisconsin. And we need people working at the state party that don't have their head in the sand from all around the country. They don't know beans about Wisconsin, and they've got to start listening to people like Wisconsin, and they got to start listening to people like Charles of Fitchburg. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.